Article number 79, break your paycheck dependency. This week, Amazon announced layoffs affecting 14,000 employees. These are not underperformers or redundant workers. They are people who show up every day, contribute meaningfully to the company mission, and believe their positions were secure. Having spent over a decade at Amazon myself, I understand the shock and uncertainty these individuals now face. But this announcement should surprise no one. The uncomfortable truth is that no job is truly secure, regardless of what any company promises. Your performance reviews do not matter. Your dedication does not matter. Even your relationship with your manager does not matter. If the company determines you are no longer needed, your position can vanish overnight. This reality motivated me to break my own paycheck dependency. It is why I now dedicate myself to raising awareness about passive cash flow investing. Because when the next round of layoffs comes, and it will come, I want as many people as possible to have built financial resilience that extends beyond their employment. When it comes to career planning and investment philosophy, two narratives dominate the conversation. Each has merit. Each has serious limitations. The traditional path. The first narrative has been repeated so often it has become cliché: secure a good job, work diligently, earn promotions, and save for retirement. Make certain to capture your employer match in your 401k. Maximize your contributions. Trust the system. For decades, this was sound advice. It made perfect sense in an era when you could realistically spend your entire career with a single company. You earned a pension based on years of service. That pension, combined with your personal savings and Social Security benefits, would provide a comfortable retirement. The trade-off seemed reasonable: work hard for 30 years, then enjoy a decade or so of leisure. But that world no longer exists. Pensions have largely disappeared. Companies view employees as variable costs to be optimized. The social contract between employer and employee has fundamentally broken. Meanwhile, life expectancy has increased dramatically, meaning your retirement savings must stretch across 20, 30, or even 40 years rather than just 10. The traditional path still works for building wealth, but only if you remain continuously employed at high income levels throughout your entire career. One extended period of unemployment, one industry disruption, one company failure can derail decades of careful planning. The risk has shifted entirely onto your shoulders, while the rewards have diminished. The FIRE movement. The second narrative emerged roughly 20 years ago with the FIRE, financial independence, retire early, movement. This approach focuses on extreme frugality: live well below your means and invest everything beyond bare minimum expenses. By pursuing an aggressively frugal lifestyle, you accumulate enough capital to retire at a young age. Retirement in this context does not necessarily mean never working again. Rather, it means reaching your FIRE number, an investment balance large enough that you can withdraw 4% annually to cover all expenses. At that point, you have broken your paycheck dependency. You no longer must work, even if you choose to continue. I appreciate the philosophy behind FIRE. The movement has helped thousands of people recognize that the traditional path is not their only option. It has challenged the narrative that you must work until 65. It has demonstrated that intentional living and strategic investing can create financial freedom decades earlier than conventional wisdom suggests. However, I struggle with the level of frugality that FIRE adherents embrace to achieve their goals. I want to build a rich life during my working years, not just afterward. I want to travel extensively, enjoy excellent food, and appreciate some of life's creature comforts. I do not want to decline an experience I truly valued simply because it cost too much. The FIRE approach asks you to sacrifice the quality of your life today for freedom tomorrow. For many high-income earners, this trade-off feels unnecessary and unsatisfying. You have worked hard to develop valuable skills and earn substantial income. The idea of living like a student while earning $300,000 annually seems unreasonable to me. The third path, passive cash flow investing. I chose a third approach that receives far less attention in personal finance discussions. Building a diversified portfolio heavily weighted toward passive, tax-advantaged, appreciating assets that generate strong cash flow. This approach shares similarities with both traditional advice and the FIRE movement, while avoiding the most significant drawbacks of each. Like FIRE, this path requires you to live below your income and invest heavily. You cannot build meaningful wealth without directing substantial capital toward investments. The mathematics of wealth building are unforgiving: you must spend less than you earn, and you must invest the difference consistently over time. However, unlike FIRE, this approach does not demand extreme frugality. You design the lifestyle you want and live it now, not decades from now. You spend intentionally on things you personally value rather than following the crown. You eliminate waste and status-seeking purchases, but you do not eliminate joy and meaningful experiences. The trade-off is temporal, not experiential. You may need to work somewhat longer than FIRE adherence to reach your cash flow goals, but you will have lived a full, rich life during those working years rather than deferring gratification indefinitely. This approach also aligns with traditional career advice in an important way. Becoming a high-income earner dramatically accelerates your progress. The more you earn, the more you can invest without sacrificing your desired lifestyle. A software engineer earning $300,000 annually can invest $100,000 per year while still living comfortably. That same engineer following traditional advice might invest $40,000 annually while spending the rest on lifestyle inflation. By preventing lifestyle creep and spending intentionally on personal values rather than social expectations, you can both enjoy your time working and build a robust investment portfolio. You do not have to choose between living well now and living well later. The critical difference: asset allocation. The most significant distinction between this third approach and the two common narratives lies in portfolio composition. While traditional investors and FIRE adherents typically concentrate their holdings in stocks and bonds, I heavily weight my portfolio toward alternative assets such as real estate and notes. This does not mean abandoning traditional markets entirely. Unlike some real estate investors who dismiss stocks and bonds as inferior, I recognize value in maintaining balance between public equities and alternative asset allocations. Traditional markets provide liquidity, flexibility, and a positive long-term trend. These characteristics have tremendous value, particularly during life transitions or emergencies. However, alternative assets provide several complementary advantages that make them ideal for generating passive cash flow. Cash flow without asset sales: when you invest for cash flow and appreciation, you do not need to sell the asset to benefit from it. A rental property generates monthly income whether the property value increases, decreases, or remains flat. This fundamentally changes your relationship with market volatility. Reduced volatility impact: rental rates do not change daily like stock prices. They adjust gradually based on local market conditions. This stability allows you to plan with confidence and reduces the psychological stress that drives poor investment decisions during market downturns. Ability to wait out downturns: when your investments generate positive cash flow that covers their expenses, you can hold through negative market cycles. Like stocks, the long-term trend in real estate prices is clearly upward. Not having to sell to cover living expenses means you can wait out short-term downturns and benefit from the inevitable recovery. Leverage amplification: the availability of cheap, long-term financing for real estate allows you to amplify benefits from long-term appreciation trends. Use responsibly: leverage increases returns without proportionally increasing risk. This tool is largely unavailable or extremely expensive for stock market investors. Tax advantages: alternative assets provide substantial tax benefits compared to traditional investments. Through depreciation, tax-deferred exchanges, depletion allowances, business deductions, and other strategies, you can keep significantly more of your investment returns. Traditional brokerage accounts tax dividends and capital gains. Retirement accounts tax withdrawals at ordinary income rates, often your highest marginal rate. By keeping more of your returns through legal tax optimization, you reduce the total amount you need to generate to achieve your financial goals. Performance considerations: over extended periods, commercial real estate has been competitive with or outperformed the S&P 500, depending on the specific time period, property type, and measurement methodology. According to data from the National Council of Real Estate Investment Fiduciaries, average 20-year returns in commercial real estate run approximately 9.5% annually, while diversified real estate investments including REITs have averaged 10.6% to 11.8% annually compared to the S&P 500's approximate 8.6% average annual return over the same 20-year period. However, focusing solely on appreciation misses the complete picture. The combination of cash flow received during the holding period, tax benefits that allow you to keep more of those returns, and the asset appreciation at sale creates a compelling total return profile. Critically, the cash flow arrives while the asset continues appreciating, allowing you to benefit from both income and growth simultaneously. Traditional stock portfolios require you to sell shares to generate income, permanently reducing your equity position. Real estate provides income while preserving and growing your equity. This structural advantage becomes increasingly valuable as your portfolio matures. Maintaining passivity, the non-negotiable requirement. One critical principle separates this approach from traditional real estate investing: the investment must remain passive. This is not negotiable for me. I began my real estate journey by actively managing rental properties. I handled tenant calls, coordinated repairs, collected rent, and managed every aspect of the operation. I quickly discovered a fatal flaw: this approach does not scale. Every property I purchased consumed more of my time. The goal was to build a portfolio large enough that its cash flow could replace my employment income. But getting to that point would have required assembling and managing an entire team: property managers, contractors, accountants, attorneys. I would have essentially created another full-time job, defeating the purpose of this investment and potentially damaging my primary source of income in the meantime as I became increasingly distracted from my day job. Fortunately, syndications provide a solution. They allow you to invest in alternative assets without creating additional work responsibilities. You gain exposure to large, professionally managed commercial properties. You receive the cash flow, tax benefits, and appreciation potential without handling tenant toilets or midnight emergency calls. This distinction transformed my investment journey. Once I discovered syndications and shifted my strategy entirely toward passive investment vehicles, my progress accelerated dramatically. It took only 6 years from that discovery to the point where I could walk away from my employment income entirely. Why this matters now? Every time a major company announces mass layoffs, I feel grateful that I broke free from paycheck dependency. Not because I dislike work, I enjoy contributing meaningfully to projects and organizations, but because the decision about whether and how I work belongs entirely to me now, not to a corporation optimizing its quarterly earnings. Those 14,000 Amazon employees who lost their jobs this week are talented, capable people. Hopefully, most will find new positions quickly, but they will re-enter the same system, accepting the same fundamental risk that their financial security depends entirely on remaining continuously employed. You have another option. You can build a portfolio of passive, cash-flowing assets that provides financial security independent of your employment status. You can maintain your career, earn your high income, and enjoy your life today while simultaneously building the foundation for future freedom. The traditional path tells you to save and hope your job lasts until retirement. FIRE tells you to sacrifice your current lifestyle for early freedom. The third path says you can have both a rich life now and financial security that does not depend on your employer's quarterly whims. The choice is yours. But the clock is ticking, and the next round of layoffs is coming. The question is not whether it will happen. The question is whether you will be ready when it does. Join me and a select group of passive real estate investors for an exclusive workshop aboard an expedition cruise to Antarctica this February. Build lifelong while exploring one of Earth's last pristine wildernesses. Learn more at https://www.mbcray.com/trips2027antarctica/. The complete set of newsletter archives are available at https://www.mbcray.com/mbcthoughtsonpassiveinvesting/. This article is my opinion only. It is not legal, tax, or financial advice. Always do your own research and due diligence. Always consult your lawyer for legal advice, CPA for tax advice, and financial advisor for financial advice.